Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have the zip code?
84041.
84041?
Yes.
Thank you. May I please have the first and last name?
What? Excuse me, what did you say?
May I please have your first and last name?
Tessie Duran.
And you say this 84041?
Yes.
And spell out your last name.
It's the 84 Duran. What did I tell you it was? Is the zip code is 84041.
Okay, hang that for me. Let me look and see. I'm not showing an account.
Well, you know, I called yesterday, okay? And I talked to some girl there. And because I got that Everly cream. Mm-hmm. And she was supposed to cancel my account, but before she did, they charged me $108. And I don't understand why they did that. It was denied because my bank questioned it.
Okay, let's see. What is the last four digits of the credit card number?
I think it's 4104, I believe. Let me just double check. Because I got that Everly cream or whatever, and I was canceling it because I'm not going to be paying $100 a month for it. And she says, well, you can get it for $19.50, and I got a reference number, I think she gave me.
Yeah, I need the
Okay, let's see, it's 4101.
You said that's the last four digits of the credit card number?
Yes.
You said 4101.
01.
I'm not showing no account at all, ma'am.
Oh, really? Because there was a thing on my bank statement that they charge $108. So do you think it was canceled? I don't want to be charged again for something I haven't got. And I did get the little sample of Everly something cream.
Okay.
So if it's canceled, it's canceled. And I told her, send me a text telling me you've canceled it. She says, I will. I never got nothing, but somehow they charged my card $108.
You provided me with more than enough information to be able to locate an account. And the information you provided me, I'm not showing anything. But what I advise you to do, you can call your banking institution or your credit card institution. And if they're stating that we're billing, you have them to contact us.
To what now?
Have them to contact us.
Have them contact you guys?
Yes.
Well, they just deny it, so I'm just telling them not. I'll just tell them for it not to go through.
I mean, I'm not showing anything, but you can have them to contact us.
Have my bank contact you guys with this number?
Yes.
Okay. And what are they going to do? What are you going to tell them?
If you have them to contact us, you know, we can look and see if you have an account with us or what's the next step that we can do if you have an account with us.
So you could just take it out so you won't be charging me for nothing? Because they'll deny it every time unless I tell them to go through. So I'm just going to tell them not to do it. Now, you know what program I'm talking about, right, Everly? Because that's the toll-free number I did. Now, was there such a thing as charging $19.50 for the one I received, the little one?
I don't know Ma'am, I'm not showing that you have an account, so I can give you no answers. I don't know.
You can't give me no information because she brought it up yesterday. I don't know who the girl was, but that was the number I called over there, the same number as I'm calling you guys. And I told her I wanted it canceled.
Yes, ma'am.
But if they denied the 108, it wouldn't show up anyway, right?
I mean, I don't know. That's something you'll have to speak with your banking institution about. I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm talking about your company.
I'm not showing that you have an account in our system, so I don't know, ma'am.
But what I'm asking you, is that true about the 1950? Because I told her I can't afford $100 every month for that cream because I wouldn't have even ordered it. I'm stupid. I should have read the fine lines where it said if you didn't return it in 15 days, they were going to charge you $100. So I called right away. And the first number I called, he said there was no account either. But they sent me the cream. So that's what I was trying to do because I didn't want to be charged. But, yeah, I'll tell my bank to call over there so that you could clear my name from there. But if there's nothing to clear. So I'm asking you, is there such a thing as 1995 for the cream that I got early?
Ma'am, honestly, I'm not showing anything. I'm not showing anything at all. I cannot give you any information if I don't know.
Oh, so you don't know if there's a price for it for 1990?
No, ma'am.
That's weird. Then what did I do? Get scammed?
Ma'am, we're a customer service for over 500 different companies.
Oh, you are? Oh, I thought it was just for the Everly.
No, ma'am.
So you guys don't know about that company then, huh?
It's so many companies, so no, ma'am. If I would have located an account, then I can be able to, you know, assist you. But I'm not showing that you have an account, so ma'am, it's nothing that I can do. But you can call your banking institution and have them to contact us if they're saying that we're billing your account.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, then. Thank you, then.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.